Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Taboka Ncube. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing festive season accidents and how people can help road traffic accident victims and related emergencies. But first, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says the leaders of Ukraine and Russia should be prepared to make a deal to end the brutal conflict that has consumed Ukraine since 2022. He also slammed President Joe Biden's decision to allow Ukraine to strike inside Russian territory with U.S.-provided weapons, hinting that when he takes office, he may reverse that move. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Washington.
More difficult is going to be the Russia-Ukraine situation.
President-elect Donald Trump says he'll try for a peace deal between Russia and Ukraine at the start of his next presidential term, and said both sides may have to compromise.
You got to be a deal. No, got to be a deal. Too many people being killed. That is a war that's too many people. Got to make a deal. And Putin has to make a deal.
He also called President Joe Biden's decision to let Ukraine lob long-range weapons into Russia stupid and a big mistake. The next day, Kyiv took the fight to the heart of Moscow, with Ukrainian security forces claiming responsibility for the brazen assassination of a key Russian general by a bomb hidden in a scooter and detonated just kilometers from Red Square. Analyst William Pomerantz said a future Trump decision to roll back support would have significant military consequence for Ukraine and could pit Trump against U.S. allies.
I see a potential clash between our NATO allies and President Trump as to what is the future of the war. And quite frankly, when Trump talks about negotiations, it really means that Ukraine has to negotiate and surrender, as it were, but he doesn't really put any conditions on Russia.
The departing Biden administration is trying to spend every penny of available Ukraine security assistance before he leaves office. A National Security Council official explained why to VOA.
Ukraine is about the fundamental basis within the international system upon which everything else rests. That's sovereignty, it's territorial integrity, it's the inviolability of borders. If you don't protect that in Ukraine, you don't protect it anywhere.
Congress ultimately decides whether to keep money flowing into Ukraine's fight. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson to VOA.
I think that President Trump's election has already changed the equation there. I think he's the one that can bring that to a resolution, and we're looking forward to his leadership on that point. So we'll have to see.
Houston Democrat Erica Lee Carter, recently elected to serve the last few weeks of her late mother's congressional term, used her limited time in office to echo her mother's support for Ukraine.
I'm not counting out Ukraine until everyone in Ukraine stops fighting, and I don't see that happening until they win the victory.
Her observation highlights a significant issue, whether Ukraine is even ready to settle. Members of President Volodymyr Zelensky's government recently made the rounds, seeking support from neighbors such as Poland and from as far afield as France and Australia. When asked recently if he was ready to down arms and come to the negotiating table, Zelensky said he first needed to see security guarantees and a plan for peace. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
We continue with the dis and misinformation series today, focusing on what is happening in Malawi. In Malawi, where verifying information is filled with challenges, the local chapter of the Media Institute of Southern Africa is working to improve accuracy in reporting and help journalists build credibility. Lamek Masina has the report from Lilongwe in Malawi.
Suzio Chitete is an investigative journalist and deputy chief editor of Malawi's daily newspaper, The Nation, at Lilongwe. Every morning, he arrives at work with the belief that journalism is a calling to provide the truth to readers. Chitete and several other Malawian journalists attended a series of fact-checking training sessions that equip journalists with the skills to debunk misinformation and disinformation.
The training has brought that kind of reminder and awareness that each time we are doing stories, each time we are interviewing somebody, we must pay attention to deepfakes or to fake, fake statements so that audiences are given credible information.
Misa Malawi, the local chapter of the Media Institute of Southern Africa, runs these programs with support from various international organizations. Its fact-checking skills for journalists initiative is supported by Deutsche Welle Center for International Media Development.
We have DW Academy of German, which has been supporting the core of our work at MISA Malawi in terms of capacity building projects for Malawi journalists. We have a partnership with UNESCO looking at supporting election reporting in general, which has we have also been able to tap into to support the areas of fact-checking.
Matonga says the MISA Malawi Journalism Education Project is offering training to Malawian journalists to prevent the spread of misinformation and disinformation, which is especially important as the country prepares for its 2025 general elections.
We had listened to a tragic death of a vice president, and there were a lot of fake stories which were being speculated about what happened for the plane to crash. These incidents remind us and points at how dangerous fake news can be. We are heading towards an election. Previously, we had an election in 2019 and 2020, presidential elections. Then we started seeing trends around fake news, or potentially again affecting the political space.
The areas of focus include fact-checking politicians and election-related claims and verifying media content such as images and videos by using tools like Google Image Search. Radio presenter Shakira Juma says she treats information posted on social media with skepticism.
I get selective to news which I tend to believe or not because of the social media fake news, fake posts which are happening nowadays. So that's it. I can't trust anything.
Trainers say fake news is rampant in Malawi, largely because of social media users who race to scoop journalists by posting stories that are unverified, deceptive, or even invented.
Because also sometimes as media, we have fallen into this trap where the stories that we tell are only of those in the echelons of power. We're not telling the people stories. So the people now, the former audiences, have become their own storytellers.
Kachapira says debunking fake stories has been a challenge because there is such little solid information about local news in sub-Saharan Africa.
So, for instance, if you take a picture that was taken in the Western world, you will find that if you go and fact-check it, you go and do a reverse image, it's easier to fact-check. So we need more information about us from sub-Saharan Africa, from Southern Africa, on the internet, so that we can also make this work easier. Otherwise, it's not as easy to do fact-checking in our context as it is in the Western context.
Chitete says the training has helped him grow professionally, and now he uses these skills to help other journalists fact-check information before releasing it.
Because I've become aware, so that every time I'm doing a story, every time I listen to some statements, especially political statements, I have to fact-check, I have to verify, to be double sure. So in the absence of such a training, you know, sometimes you take things for granted.
Chitete says some organizations and government departments are still reluctant to release information needed to verify stories, and this withholding of information complicates their efforts.
For example, I have issues with Minister of Foreign Affairs because I wanted to get information of qualifications for all diplomats, those that have been appointed since 2020. The issue is to see if indeed those that have been appointed are credible enough to serve Malawi. So government has been saying we are employing the right people. But we have the suspicion that sometimes it's not even the right people. These are politically right people.
In its ruling, the Malawi Human Rights Commission, tasked with overseeing the implementation of the access to information legislation, criticized the Minister of Foreign Affairs for refusing to disclose public information requested by Chitete. Matonga says besides the training, Misa Malawi and UNDP are also working on a new project that would help promote credible news reporting during the 2025 general elections.
Misa, on our part, will launch a full fact-checking project with UNDP support. It's called I Verify, where we'll be able to ask the general public to report on a website cases of misinformation and disinformation. And we'll have a team of experts who will be able to go and debunk those fake news and be able to share the accurate information.
Matonga believes these efforts will equip journalists with skills and easily accessible tools to fact-check information for their stories and enable citizens to inform themselves with credible news and reliable information. Lamek Masina, VOA Africa, Lilongwe, Malawi.
With that, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. 10 people have already been killed in 3 road accidents as the Christmas and New Year's holidays set in Zimbabwe. The Zimbabwe Republic Police says from 15 December 2023 to 15 January 2024, 148 people were killed and 669 others injured in road traffic accidents. On Wednesday, Transport Minister Felix Mona launched the festive season enforcement and educational road safety campaign, which is spearheaded by the Traffic Safety Council of Zimbabwe. The campaign, running under the theme "Normal Speed Meets Every Need," focuses on promoting road safety through education and enforcement of road rules. The Traffic Safety Council of Zimbabwe says that between January and September 2024, Zimbabwe experienced a total of 39,461 road traffic accidents, resulting in 1,300 deaths. The police say most of these accidents are caused by human error and unroadworthy vehicles, which can be avoided. Some accident victims reportedly die on their way to hospital or due to lack of proper first aid. To discuss this, we are joined by Mr. Lovson Kopo, an ambulance technician and volunteer at St. John Ambulance Zimbabwe. Welcome to the show, Mr. Kopo.
Thank you so much, good to be here.
We also have Mr. Tafadzwa Goliath of the Passengers Association of Zimbabwe. Welcome to the show, Mr. Goliath.
Hello.
tino tinova kolia ti titatanga nemi tikona titasvika panguva yekisimusi asi vanhu vakawanda vachange vachifamba sesangano ndezvipi zvimwe zvezvinhu zvamuri kuita kuti mubatsiridze pakudzikisa njodzi dzemumikwako
isusu tesangano repassenger association Zimbabwe tiri kuenda kunenge kwakamirirwa vanhu tichitaura nevanhu tichivapa mashoko echenjeto tanga tichiitawo maroadshows ekudzidzisa vanhu tanga tichindomarondera tikaenda kune yakaitwa kunotoni yanga ine maminita nemastakeholders ese tichipawo mashoko echenjedzo kuvafambi tiri kupinda futi mumachechi tikukokwa kumachechi kuzotaura nekumwe kwakawanda wanda tikufara zvikuru kuti ruzhinji rezimbabwe rakutigamuchira vari kuda kunzwa nezvekodzero dzavo semapasenja kana vachinge vakwira mabhazi nemuchovha kana vakanganisirwa tichiitawo kuti tinge tichisvitsawo zvichemo kumapazi ehurumende kuti vange vachigadzirisa pamwe panoda kugadzirwa tichisvitsawo zvichemo kuvaridzi vemabhazi tichisvitsawo zvichemo kuconsumer protection commission nekumapurisawo panyaya dzezvatinotarisira nyaya dzeenforcement nezvimwe zvinenge zvichiitikawo nekuvazivisawo zvimwe zvinenge zvichiitikawo munharaunda imomo kana kuti mukufamba kunenge zvinenge zvinge zvisanganana nevanhu kunyanya nyaya yekushungurudzwa kwavafambi nematauzi atinoti mamwe mahwindo aya anenge achimanikidza vanhu kuti vapinde mabhazi avasingadi kukwira vavasina kuita sarudzo navo itwa imomo vanokwira kana kuti zvakafanana nekuma8 wozoenda kuma4 vamwe vanokwira kuma2 wozoendwa navo bhazi rozotanga kuzofamba kuma7 dzeusiku kana ma6 nezvimwe zvezviri kuitika izvozvo kuti vanhu vanokwira vachinzi bhazi raakutosimuka voswera vari mubhazi imomo vabhadha vasingabvumidzwe kuita kana zvimwe zvinhu kusvika bhazi rerazozara ndopanotanga kuzofamba bhazi saka tiri kutyora kodzero dzevanhu dzavafambi kunenge kuchityiwa nemahwindi saka isusu tiripo pakuona kuti kodzero dzevafambi dzachengetedzwa uye zvakare tiri pasati zvakadai kutarisana nekisimusi negoredzva tinongoda kungoti vafambi ngavaite sarudzo yakanaka kana vari kukwira maduta vanhu vazive mota dzokukwira vasangokwira chero motikari dzese dzese vanhu vari kukwira mota dzemakororo manhera anaya manheresa ingati mazuva ese zuva nezuva togara takatambira mashoko ekuti vanhu vakakwira zvipipipi mota dzatikuti zvipipipi kutaura maprivate ane nhamba sviba payero idzo dzimota dzadzifanira kunge dzitakura vanhu dziri mubhizinesi yekutakura vanhu asi vamwe vakuzvishandisa kutakura vanhu asi makororo aakutora mukana wekubira veruzhinji vachishandisa motikari idzodzi vachinyembedzera kuti vari kuenda kwamuri kuenda vazosvika nemi pakahwanda kana pamwe vanenge tida kumbotora chakati vongoti tsaukei yebve yamira motikari kubva kwabuda kamakororo achiti tivezve zvamunazvo makwira motikari ematsotsi mototore vanhu vototorerwa zvese zvavainenge vainazvo votokurirwa nhumbi vakurirwa nhumbi vamwe vanorwiswa kana vakurirwa nhumbi vamwe vanosiwa vakasungirirwa mafoni mari zvese zvatorwa saka kana vasiwa vakasungirirwa kudaro vakataona vanhu vanovabatsira kana kuvasunungura vanotoramba varipa kusvika vazoona vanhu vanozovabatsira kuti vasunungurwewo kuti vanoripota nyaya idzodzo saka chikuti izvona vanhu vanofanira kuita sazi zvakanaka ngavakwire mabhazi nemuchovha nemateksi ane nhamba tsvuku pachena ndidzo mota dzakatenderwa kutakura vanhu zviri pamutemo zichiita zvekubhadharisa kwete dzavari kumhanyira izvi vanhu vari kubirwa
mahara tinotenda Tinotenda vaGoliati. Tichadzoka zvekare kwamuri vaGoliati tinotenda. Baba Kopo, si ubuya kuwela pana si ubona ukuthi ubaba Goliati ukhuluma ngokuthi kule sikhathi sokuthi abantu bayagada amabhasi ke bese esuka sekuntambama okuyengezinye zezinto ezivangela ke ingozi emigwaqweni. Singathi abantu abanenge eZimbabwe balungiselele na ukuphathisa nxa bengathola ukulalapha kube lengozi eyenzakale khona, njalo bayakwazi ukuthi ikwini okumele bakwenze nxa bengafika endaweni esinjalo, baba Kopo?
Ya, ngiyabonga ngalowo mbuzo. Sathola ukuthi indaba zokuhamba ebusuku, amabhasi nemitshova lezimota uhambe ebusuku kwenza ukuthi abashayeli bacele betshayela bediniwe kumbe bengasaboni kuhle bese bengena engozini zomgwaqo. Noma nxa kusemini kumbe ekuseni uzafica ukuthi amabhasi nalawa abegijimisana, izimota ezihambisa abantu yazo zigijimisana khumphana zigcine zitshayana kumbe zibhewuka, abantu balimale. Now abantu nxa bengalimala sigcina sithola abantu abaningi besifa. Xa kuyukuthi ibhasi kumbe ikhombi kumbe ezizimota ama-pickup ezabe zigcwele abantu emuva, uzafica kuthi abantu abaningi kakhulu ngenxa yengozi zomgwaqo wonalowo. Engifuna ukuthi ngikutho lapha yikuthi ezinye izimfa esizibona zisenzakala kulandela ukwenzakala kwezingozi zomgwaqo lezi yimfa ezingamelanga zenzakale. Ekuthini esikhathini esiningi umuntu ekupheleni kwengozi naleyana uyabe elokhu ephila, kodwa kuswelakale umuntu okwaziyo ukuphathisa. Abantu zafica bephethe amakhamera, amafoni, be-update ama-status, bethumela abantu imifanekiso abantu abalimeleyo kunokuthi basize. Kule nto okuthiwa yi-first aid, okuyilusizo lokuqala oluphiwa abantu abalimeleyo. Bakhona yebo kambe abantu esingathi balungiselele kumbe bayakwazi balolwazi lokunika i-first aid yona leyo. Bakhona abanye abatrainiweyo, silabanye esibatrainayo kubosenjenambulezi lezinye izinhlanganiso. Okutho ukuthi abantu abanjalo bangafika lapho kwenzakale khona ingozi yomgwaqo bayabesenelisa ukuthi baphathise, kodwa balutshwane abantu abanjalo. Okutho ukuthi ngemfanelo kufuze ukuthi abatshayeli bonke babe benolwazi lokwenza i-first aid. Ngokusemthethweni sibili, umuntu wonke olecenxa lokutshayela imota kumele kumbe sithi uvotshela ukuthi nxa ingahlala nembozi yomgwaqo ame aphathise anike i-first aid. Singasabali khona komthetho welizwe, kunento okuthiwa yi-good samaritan law nje, ukuthi nxa kunguwe olimeleyo uwedwa nje walala udrayive utshayela laphana imoto yabhewuka phakathi emmangweni ungela muntu ungela bantu, ungeke wathanda na ukuthi umuntu odlulayo aze ukuphathisa? Yinto ke esitsho yona le ukuthi umuntu wonke ofika lapho kunengozi yomgwaqo khona kazimisele ukuma aphathise anike i-first aid, azize le-ambulensi. Njengoba ithile laphana ekuqaliseni, abantu abaningi bayafa besendleleni yoku esibhedlela ngoba kumbe bengakafiki lalapho kwenzekale khona ingozi ngoba kungela muntu obaphathisileyo. Imizuzu yakuqala, ama-first minute okwenzakala kwengozi amqoka kakhulu ekuphileni komuntu. Nxa engathola usizo in the first 3 to 10 minutes uzafica ukuthi izinto eziningi esizibona zivakala hhayi ziyabe ziyavimbeka.
Yes, siyabonga. Laphana ukhulume ngodaba lokuthi abantu bayenelisa ukuthi bahle baphangise babize ama-ambulensi. Singathi abantu eZimbabwe bayakwazi na ukuthi bengakwenza njani lokhu ukuthi bathole ama-emergency services, njalo ngubani obhadalayo ngemva kokuba sekubizwe i-ambulensi? Abaningi balakho ukuba bengakuzwisisi lapho, ungasichazela ukuthi kuyabe kumi njani?
Sibonge lapho. Kwamanye amazwe aphumeleleyo kule nombolo ezazakalayo sibili ukuthi ngingafonela inombolo yethu, njengokuthi kubomelike khona ngapho uzakufica ukuthi umuntu apho ngudayala 911 and then uhle athole usizo olupheleleyo. Thina kithi lapha eZimbabwe sine nombolo efana ne-999 nxa kuyukuthi i-landline labo 112 nxa kungama-netwokhazi abo econet angama-emergency number. Yiwo la wana othi noma ucingo lwakho nxa luthiwe lulokhiwe uzafica kule lapho kubhalwe khona immediate calls only. Ungadayela khona phana kumele ngemfanelo ukwanise ukungena emuntwini oza kusiza, kube futhi i-emergency dispatcher oza kuza ukuthi ufuna usizo lwani. Kuyukuthi wena lisile kwenza njalo kumele uqatise kuhle kuhle, kube ngithi nxa ungasakwanisanga ukusebenzisa i-emergency number yena leyo, kuqakathekile ukuthi umuntu wonke ahlale eseze inumber inombolo zama-ambulance service ambalwa ecingweni lakhe, ukwenzela ukuthi ngahlangana le ngozi emgwaqo kumbe enye nje ingozi engathatha impilo yomuntu akhange afonele i-ambulance. So nxa umuntu efonela i-ambulance kumele atho lapho akhona, atho ukuthi kwenzakaleni, kulabantu abangaki abalimeleyo, bafuna luphi usizo, baqhamukile yini, bakhona abangaphefumuliye yini, bayopha igazi na, anike ulwazi lona lelo kudispatcher kumbe kumuntu osabele ucingo ukuze bazi ukumphathisa. Njalo kuqakathekile ukuthi enelise umuntu nalowo ofonayo ukumnika inombolo yakhe kanye lebizo lakhe kudispatcher yena lowo, ukuze nxa ucingo lwakhe lungaqhatha engakaqedi
Yes, siyabonga baba Kopo. Oba Goliath Muchidimbu, tisitarisa nyaya ye passenger insurance, tingati iri kubatsira here veruzhinji, uyezve veruzhinji vanenge vapindawo munjodzi vanoita sei kuti vabatsirike panguva yakadai, Muchidimbu va Goliath?
Passenger insurance inobatsira asi tiri kuti mari idzi dzinofanira kunge dzichikwana kubhadhara mamedical bills ekuchipatara. Munhu anenge aita tsaona anodzira kurapa zvikuru zvakanyanya, tiri kuti kana munhu achinge aita tsaona anofanira kunge achibhadharwa mamedical bills ake isi. Kana mari iyo isingakwani mapassenger vanotenderwa here nechamu cheinsurance vanga vachienda kune miridzi webhazi kuti vanokumbira imwe mari zvakare kuti vanga vachirapiswa? Iri kubatsira zvayo, tisusu tichiona kuti ishoma zvikuru pane zvinhu zvinenge zvinodiwa kana munhu aita tsaona. Vamwe vanoda kugadziriswa mabhonzo, vamwe vanoda vada fizotherapy, vamwe vanoda zvima kana mareplacement, zvine zvinhu zvinenge zvafara zvichashande zvinoda kugadziriswa ipapo. Zvakawanda zvinoitika, umwe anogona kugara muchipatara for 6 months kana kuda kutoita gore zvichienda kuti akakwara sei inhii ndopamwe pari kuti nyetsa unosvika futi
kuchipatara
zvichina mushonga, nechozotsvaga futi mushonga wenyu. Wangada kutarisa kuti mabhizi anenge aitya ipapapa ine mari yacho haitokwani zvachose inenge ichikwanisa inenge ichibuda kumainsurance. Saka tiri kuti zvinofanira kunge zvichiwandudzwa kuti ikabhadharwa mari chaiyo chaiyo.
Tinotenda vaGoliath,
tichoza kuti mari yedu haichanyatso haichisina simba rakanyanyisisa. Iwo munhu wese anenge achiita zvekurapa kana kuti chinhu chaunonotenga unotonozitenga nemari yekunzi yemaunivesitelas. Saka panoti pari kuti netei ipapo. Saka
tinotenda vaGoliath
tibatsire
nekutsanangura kwamaita manyatsotsanangura zvizere, asi nguva yedu ndo yati mhanyei. Unfortunately isikhathi sethu iso ese sibalekile, asenelisi ukuthi sibe siqhubeka ngalolu daba, kodwa abahamba ngemigwaqo bakhuthaza ukuthi bahambeke benanzelele ngalesi sikhathi sekhefu lekhisimusi. Njengakade kukhulunywa ngabangene kuhlelo lethu lanamhlanje besithi nxa kungaba kule ngozi ezenzakeleyo uZulu uyakhuthaza ukuthi laye aphathise abantu. Okwakhathesi, let me thank you Mr. Lafson Kopo of St. John Ambulance Zimbabwe and Mr. Tafadzwa Goliath of the Passengers Association of Zimbabwe. And that brings us to the end of our show. Silibonga kakhulu ukuthi lingenele kuhlelo lethu lwanamhlanje. Tinotenda kuve neso muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Kancube.